Well, we got Omarosa. Omarosa's going to join the show tomorrow, So let's talk to President Trump today. Good morning, President Trump.
Hey, good morning, Doug. Mine is smelly. I swear, that guy takes more vacations than I do.
Well, he did have some days that he had to use, but let's start things off with some news that broke yesterday. Apparently someone in your administration, an anonymous White House official, they wrote an op-ed piece in the New York Times, and it's really not too kind, sir.
Surprise, the New York Times published another negative hit piece on me. You know, if they didn't report on me, that newspaper would be nothing but mattress sale ads and low-end massage parlors in the classifieds. Believe me. Oh, speaking of which, hold on a second. 25% off my next massage. Good to know.
The op-ed, they said there are early whispers within the cabinet of invoking the 25th Amendment to remove the president. Any reaction?
You know, that's tough stuff. Really is. But I will tell you, there's no chance this came from within my administration. But if it did, my money in the West Wing office pool is on Andy in accounting. He's always stealing pens out of the supply closet. Never liked the guy. Real shifty eyes, believe me.
Okay, let's switch gears. Your Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, his Senate hearings, a little bit of a rocky start yesterday, thanks to the Senate Democrats. What do you think?
You know, I think Kavanaugh's doing a tremendous job, Christy, despite all the screams and tears from the liberal snowflakes. I mean, frankly, there was so much crying and the TV coverage lasted so long, I thought I was watching the Aretha Franklin funeral all over again. I really did.
Now, you know about Bob Woodward's book that's coming out. He said he recorded hundreds of hours of taped interviews for the book.
I swear, that guy recorded so many people. My new nickname for Bob is Omarosa number two. Seriously, Bob Woodward. What a weak name, too, Bob Woodward. Sounds like a failed game show host from the late 70s. Loser. Look, all this attention over Bob Woodward's book of fiction. I mean, really. It's a shame because all it does is take the attention away from Sean Spicer's book in the bargain bin pile. Very lonely book, I will tell you.
Well, listen, according to Woodward's book, your chief of staff, John Kelly, described your White House as crazy town, although he denies it. Comment?
Oh, look, that was totally taken out of context. Kelly was describing the White House Taco Tuesday staff dinner. Things can get a little out of hand, I will tell you, in all fairness. Lots of infighting. Because everybody wants the carne asada, but nobody wants the chipotle shredded chicken. Nobody wants it.
So the book also claimed Defense Secretary James Mattis said, you have the understanding of a fifth or sixth grader.
Ouch.
What's your reaction?
Loser says what?
Okay,
I know you are, but what am I?
Well, the book says that you called Attorney General Jeff Sessions a dumb Southerner.
Now, that's totally offensive. I'd never called Jeff Sessions a dumb Southerner. I called him a stupid elf. There's a huge difference, believe me.
Hey, NFL starts tonight. Want to get your take on the decision by Nike to make Colin Kaepernick the face of the Just Do It campaign.
Well, hey, you know, it's nice to see Kaepernick stand for something for a change. Frankly, it's the most embarrassing thing Nike's ever done. Ever done. If you don't count having all their sneakers made by 8-year-olds in an abandoned airplane hangar in Somalia. Vice President Pence is already burning his shoes. Aren't you, Mike?
They're smoldering in the Roosevelt Room fireplace as we speak, sir. My Air Jordans are history.
Good work, Mike.
I can't wait to break in my white Adidas cross trainers.
Well, you can start by running to the White House kitchen to get me a Diet Coke.
Back in a flash.
And don't shake up all of it so it explodes all over me. I'm timing you, Ben.
No, sir.
Thank you for
Thank
calling.
Thank you.
Later, dork. Hope you find your idiot.